We are on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Let us just again see the second face this. We had two halachas that if a goy had lent a yid money with ribbis, now a second yid wants to borrow from the first yid, v'midai etzel akum, and the guy tells him that he should lend the second yid with ribbis, so it's mutter. And then we had the safe of the Baraisa. The safe of the Baraisa said if a yid lent a guy with ribbis, and then the guy came with another yid, and we bring him to the first malv, and the malv tells the guy to lend to beribis, it is osa. So the Gemara said, Bishloime seifa lechumre, lechumre we say, yesh shlichus la'akum. So mamele, that's why it is osa. But in the Reisha, it says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because then we hold ein shlichus la'akum. That's the Gemara's kasha. Bishloime seifa lechumre. So Taima, so Taisvis asks, Amayla Havi Ribis Gomo, Kshemidai Eitzli Yisrael. Why does the Gemara say it's only Osa Lechumre, Afilu Mekabel Hanochi Ribis, Afilu the Yid will tell the Goy to lend the other Yid, the second Yid, Beribis, and the Goy will get the Ribis, Shreinase Yisrael Sheini Shluchai Shal Rishain. Second Yid becomes the Shliach of the Rishin, Lekabel Chayvoi Miyodai Shal Nochi. So Tosfos held that we have such a scenario that we have, there was a Malve who lent to a Goy, and then the Goy comes back with another Yid that wants to be a Loive. And the Yid tells the Goy to lend to the Yid Beribis. So the Gemara says it's only Osa Luchumre. So Taisha says it should be Osa Minatayre, because the second Yid, when he gets the money from the Goy, he's Zoyche for the first Malve. Zachin La'odam Shalei Befanav, Zafilo Befanav, so he's Zoyche the money for the Malve. So now the money belongs to the Malve, and now he's borrowing this. He's borrowing this money from the Malve. So it's a ribis deraisa. Afilu, the Malve tells him to pay to the goy the ribis. It's also a ribis deraisa midinore. Bishroima, so Taisva says, Afilu shayuchal liskais lechaveiroi b'metziya. I can pick up a metziya to be zeiche for a yid. Hocha ein kabalosai min hanochi zeiche li Yisrael chaveire. But here, when the second yid, the second loive, takes the money from the goy, he cannot be zeiche for the first malve. Nehei im hoya nochi mafkir ma'oiso, if the goy would have been mafkir his money, then he could be zoiche for the yid. That means if the loive, the guy who is a loive, would be mafke the money, and then the yid who wants to become a loive would lift up the money to be zoiche for the first malve, and then to be zoiche from him. So that's possible. The guy is not mafkir the money. The guy is not mafkir his money. He wants to give his money to the second loive, and the second loive should be zeicher the money for the malve. ain't like kayach liskais, so he can't be, he doesn't have any kayach to be zoiche for the first malve, shim kain, hoya Yisrael hamekabel shluchai shel nochi. The yid who is getting the money becomes a shliach of the guy, liskais b'ma'oisav shel Yisrael. The word shel I don't understand. Lacher means liskais b'ma'oisav li Yisrael. That he cannot be zeiche the money from the guy to be zeiche for the Yiddish malve unless he becomes a shliach of the guy ven shlichus lenochi. So we mentioned last week the, this is Tais Vishita, Ayisaitis the Keshita, Yenich Shluchai, Shalbala Momen, that if I'm Zeiche Momen from a Goy for a Yid, so in order to make this Shia, I have to be a Shliach of the Goy also. We mentioned the Lashon of Ramei Asimche, Hoche Sheha'akam Hu Bal HaMomei. The money belongs to the Goy. Hu Boy LeMeyav Zechusoi LeYisrael HaMalve. And he wants that the Malve should be Zoich in his money. Nimse Dohu Misayeya Veschiyah. So the Goy who wants to be Mezakeh, the Malva with his money, so he's Messiah b'schiyah, ve'einai b'tayres schiyah. So you can't be zeiche through the guy. That means the hitzah mishus akum. In order to make the hitzah mishus akum, the second yid has to be a shliach of the guy to be mitziyat mishusai. And shlichos lenochi. Muta, so it should be muta afilo hemidei eitzel Yisrael, because I cannot be zeiche the money for the malve, since I cannot become a shliach from the leivu as a goy. He lav the lechumer mrinen the yeshliches lenochi. Lechumer we say I can't become a shliach for the goy. So mamela, so that is pshat the seifa. So Taisus lemshat the seifa is that the second loive is zeiche from the first loive, who is a guy, he zeiche his money. And the shchiyah helps because midarabonon we say, yesh shlichus la'akum, and midarabonon the malve is zeiche in the money, so it's a ribis darabonon. So that's bishloim meseifa lechumre. El reishe amai shori b'midei eitzel hanochi. But the Reisha, why is it mutter if the Goy was the first Malve, even the Shlichus Lenochi, Nimse the Yisrael Sheini Leizoche VeKabalosei Lenochi. So when the second Yid got the money from the first Yid, it couldn't be Zeicha for the Goy, because in Shlichus Lenochi, so it's not the Yid's money, it's not the Goy's money who was the Malve, it was the Yisrael. He's chayiv to the Leiva, who's a Yid. Shanaisen ribis lenochi, hari naisen avur Yisrael hamalve. So, Lemaise, it comes out that the Malve Hagoy was never Zeich in the money. So it comes out the first Leiva owes the Goy money. He owes him Ribis. So now that the second Leiva is paying the Goy Ribis, he's paying for the first Leiva. Shenaisen Ribis Lenochi, Naisen Abu Yisrael HaMalve, Upoitroi Neget Hanochi, Vabike Naisen Li Yisrael Atma. So the Gemara asks, so why is a Mutter? That's what we were up to last week. Umeshani, now we'll see Amir the Kechidish in Taisis. So the Gemara answered, what is the case of the Reisha? The Omalei, that the Goy told the first Loive, Hinicham al-Gabbe Karke v'hipot. You put the money al gadai karke v'hipot in your potter to pay me. I'm telling you, as soon as you put down the money, I wasn't zayshin the money. You put down the money, the minute you put down the money, you don't have to pay me anymore. V'haloive yitlein mi'al gadai karke. Now the second loive will pick up the money from the karke. B'tzivoy hanochi, the nochi tells him, now you take the money, ischayev lohi keren v'ribis. Now he owes the first malve, the goy, keren v'ribis. V'afilu sheloi hivke Yisroel hamois k'shenosnom al gabe karke. V'havi adayin sheloi k'shenotlom Yisroel sheini. Because mocking shepereil and ochi ribis, einoi bishvil Yisrael ishin, shekva potroi hanochi. Now, Toisva says, I'm going to the Kazakh over here, and let's just appreciate what Toisva is saying. We have here three people. We have here Amalva, John, who lent Avram money, ribis. Now, this John tells Avraham, put down the money a la karke in your potter to pay me. Fine. He puts it down on the karke. He doesn't owe, now Avraham doesn't owe John any money. Who does this money belong to? It belongs to Avraham. No, it doesn't belong to John. John wasn't kind of the money. He put the money on the karke. Avraham owed John the money. And John told Avram, the minute you put it down in the karka, you put it to pay me. Fine, that's about it. So Avram puts down the money. Now, let's just go a step further. Now John tells Shimon, you take this money, and you owe me keren v'ribis. You owe me keren v'ribis, and fine. So now Shimon became a loive from John. So Taisva says, what Taisvis says, let us just appreciate what Taisvis is saying. Let's see again the lotion of Taisvis. The Omale, that John told Avraham, Inicham al gabi karke, be potter, and you'll be potter. Aloi ve yitleim al gabi karke, and Shimon will take it. Bitsivi yandochi, lischaib loi keren beribis. Vafilu shaloi hivke Yisrael, Hamois kshenosnom al gabe karke. When Avram put down the money, he was not mafke the money, it's still his money. This money belongs to Avram. John told Avram, you know, you put down the money, you put it to pay me. Fine, gewaldig. But the money, you put it down on the karke, you put it to pay me. So, the money belongs to Avram. Now John tells Shimon, you take the money, and you owe me keren v'ribis. You take the money, you owe me keren v'ribis. Fine. So Taisvi says, that's the din. So now, Shimon owes John keren v'ribis. So when we learn this Taisvi, it's pilei ployim. The money belongs to Reuven. Reuven wasn't mafke the money. John wasn't zoiche in the money, because he just put it down on the karke. Avram doesn't owe John, because John told him, put down the money, you put it, fine. But all of a sudden, Shimon took the money, the guy tells Shimon, take the money, Shimon takes the money, and now all of a sudden he owes John keren v'ribis. Some of the mice had to sue John anything. John didn't keep it, that's not his money, the money belongs to Avram. So why does Shimon owe Chan keren v'ribis? So this kasha, Avnei Neza asks this kasha on Taisvus. You have to understand, it's a very difficult Taisvus. So Avnei Neza asks in Simen Kuf Eches, Ois Yisrayin to Yud Beis. So he asks, this is the lotion of the Avnei Neza. Heich mischayev l'shalem Dahagoy keren v'ribis. Why do Shimon owe the goy keren v'ribis? Dahagoy loy nosan loy klum. The goy didn't give him anything. The money belongs to Avraham. And the guy tells him, take the money and you loan me Kalamaribis. How does this work? Zokt Avnei Neza. So he brings a Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin. Narajbe. Mesechtes Kedushin. The Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin speaks about such a scenario. Reuven comes over to Rachel and says, Iskachi li bekika. I have a bread. Be mekudesh to me with the kika. So she told them there was a dog that was chasing her. So she told them, give this bread to the dog. The dog is chasing me. Give the bread to the dog. So the Gemara says, she's mekudesh. Why is she mekudesh? Ahu ano de matzli nafshi mino. He rescued her from the dog. The dog wanted to bite her. So she told him, give the kika to the dog, and I'll marry you. So she has ano from the kika, that because of the kika, she not be bitten by the dog. So the Rashba says that she's not mekudesh with the kika, because she never got the kika. She's mekudesh with the ano satzola. That Reuven, by giving the kika to the dog, he was matzel her from the dog. So the Amnenez is Mavail. Since it's a Bori de Kahatzola, that means if you'll give the dog a questionnaire, which do you want better, the kicker or to bite the woman? So the dog will say, well, to bite the woman, I won't have anything from her. From the kicker, I'll kapon them, I'll be fat. So the dog will zicher jump to the opportunity to take the kick. Fine. Okay. So it's a bori hatzalosa. He's zicher being matzel the isha by giving him the kicker, by giving the dog the kicker. So that's called anesine. So that's called I gave you something. I was matzel you through my kicker. You derived benefit from me through my kicker. So the din is, she's Mekadeshes. What did she get? That he was Mesabev, that through his kicker, she should be nitzled from the dog. So she got something from him. She got her nose at all. That cost him a kicker. Fine. So Zokt Davnei Neza, let's go back to our Tosfos. Our Tosfos, we have a scenario. We have John, Avraham, and Shimon. Avraham owed the guy $100. And he's paying him ribbis $1 a week. Fine. So now John tells Avraham, put $100 on the carcass. Fine. And you don't owe me anything. Fine. You're caught up. You don't owe me anything. Now, Avraham was not mafkir the money. It's still Avraham's money. Now the guy tells Shimon, take the money. Take the money, and because you take the money, you owe me Karen Beribis. Zut Avni Meizer. When he told him, put the money on the ground, what did he mean? He mean put the money on the ground that Shimon could take it. Well, it's still yours. But put the money on the ground that Shimon can take it. Now, Lamai said, Shimon is taking Avraham's money. He wasn't mafka the money, it's Avraham's money. But he told him, but he told him, I'm moichel you the choy, but you put down the money that Shimon should be able to take. Fine. So Shimon got this money through the guy. That means, it's Avraham's money. But Shimon got this money through the guy. The guy was mesavev that Shimon should get this money, because the guy told Avraham, put down the money, that Shimon should be able to take it. So even though the money is Avraham's, it's not the guy's. But the Shimon owes the guy, because the guy was misavim, that means the guy lost his chai from Avraham, told you put down the money, you put it to pay. So the guy lost this $100, and by telling Avraham to do this, he was misavim that Shimon should get the $100.
So that's called the guy gave Shimon $100, even though the money theoretically belongs to Avram, but not Avram is the loive, not Avram is the malve, the guy is the malve. That is what Tosfos says. Fine. So now Tosfos says, that is Dafke, if he put it down on the ground, Gemara says this case. Avok sheloi hi nicham al gabe kaka. Now the Tosfos Amarudik Kakasha. Why do you need this scenario that he told them to put, that he told them to put the money on the karka? Let's have the same scenario, let's have the same scenario that the guy told Avram, give the money to Shimon. Same thing. And Shimon got the money through the guy. It's Avram's money, but Shimon got the money through the guy. So why did the Gemara say put it down on the karka? Why do you need that? So Tosfos says, Avol k'shaloi hi nicham al gabi karka, el omar ten leploini Yisrael v'hipota. He told them, no, you give it to Shimon, you don't owe me anything. Bani asne imoy sheyitin li keren v'ribis, or ya'os, then it's os. Avol p'shat anami, Einei peirei leribis lifter esarishin, shekva potrei anochi. Mikol mokim, kivin shekibol hamois miyad Yisrael horishin, shoroya ad at hamois bachiyusai, nire kenoisein leribis afpi, sheinei masni mayal anochi. So Tosfos says it's only also it's marasayim. That means if the guy is going to give him the money, then he pays ribis. I'm sorry. If Avram will give him the money, and it's Avram's money, so then it looks, even though the Tanai the guy made, it looks like Avram is giving, Taki is giving his money to Shimon, so it looks like the ribbis is coming about through Avram, even though the guy made the Tanai, and it's also, it's also Midar Avram. That's the end of this Tosfos. Now, the next Tosfos we'll see, Meir Adiki Yisoidis. The Gemara says, the Gemara, we had a case as follows. The case was that, let's again speak about, we'll have here Reuven, John, and Shimon. John borrowed money from Reuven, Peribis, and now Shimon comes over to John and tells John, I'd like to borrow this money that you borrowed from Reuven, I'd like to borrow it from you, I'll pay you Peribis. And John comes over to Reuven, and Reuven tells John that lend him the money. Reuven tells John, lend him the money that Shimon should pay you ribis, should pay me ribis. So the Gemara says it's also midarabonon because luchomre yeshlichus laakum, and Tosfos learned pshat as follows, such as the elef. That Tosfos learns that it works as follows. That if Reuven told John to lend the money that he owes him to Shimon, so pshat is Shimon takes the money from John, and he zoichet for Reuven, and then he's borrowing it from Reuven. But the problem is he can't be zeichet for Reuven because need shluchay shabala mame, and he can't become a shlich of the bala mame. So Abba Midrabon we say a shlich is laakum lachumre, and so mamele, that's what happens. That means if you look mina toire, Shimon cannot be zeichet the moment of John for Reuven because you have to be a shlich of the bala mame in order to take Reuven, to John's money, to be zeicher John's money for Reuven, you have to be a shlich of John. You have to be a shlucha shel bala mamim. And you can't be a shlich of bala mamim in a teichem, because it's shlich is lakum. But midarabonon, they said you could be a shlich, so midarabonon it's also. So bishloim is safe and lachumre, because Shimon becomes the shlich of John to be zeicher for Reuven, and then he borrows it from Reuven. That's midarabonon. Kigoin, but the Gemara, the problem in the Reishit, why in the Reishit is it mutter when John took the money from Avram, that was the problem. So the Gemara said, "Kegoyin shenosa v'noson biyad." So the Gemara said, the reisha that it's muta, it's speaking about John took the money from Avram and he lent it to Shimon, and that's why it's muta, because John got paid up, he took the money, he lent it to Shimon, that's why the reisha is muta. So the reisha is speaking about that we have these three players over here, the first malva, the first leiva, and the second leiva. And the reisha is speaking about the first malva got paid from the first leiva. He took the money from him and he lent it directly to the second leiva. And it's muta because the second leiva is not borrowing money from the guy. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, now, Sula Yamrinin Seifa Lachuma, now that we made an Ekimte, that the Reisha is speaking about, that the Malve, the Reisha being with a John took the money from Avram and lent it to Shimon, and that's why it's Mutter. So now the Seifa that says, that it's also, so here Avron took the money from John and gave it to Shimon. So it's also in our Torah. I have to say, if the Kimta is, we said that the Malva took the money from the first Leiva, you don't have to say this whole Kimta of Yeshlichus Lachum. Aymar Rabbeinu Tam, the Hashta, now that we had problems with the Reisha, and we had to make an Kimta in the Reisha. It's speaking about that the first Malva Reuven took from John the money and lent it to Shimon. Kegoyin shenotal v'nosan biyad shekibul Yisrael hamois b'anochim v'nosnam l'chaveri. That's the case. Now, what is the chiddush? So, if that's the story, so big deal. So you're telling me a story that John paid up Reuven. Reuven took the money and lent it to Shimon. It's also shkayach. I mean, so what's the chiddush? That's bullshit. Reuven got the money. He lent it once to John. I got back the money. Now he lends it to Shimon. You're telling me it's also. What's the chiddush? So Ktaisvis, the Chiddush is, unless the Maram says this pshat, I would think like this. This whole scenario came about as follows. Reuven had lent John money by Ribbis. Fine. John is about to pay up the Ribbis. So, John, but before John pays up, Shimon meets John, he has money, he says, you know, let me borrow from you the money, I'll pay you ribbis, I'll go, I'll pay you ribbis, no shy. So John said, let's go over to my malva, I want to pay up already, let's go over to my malva, let's see what my malva has to say. Now, the malva got introduced to Shimon through John. So there'd be a sforet to say, adaiti dinochi. That means like this. That really he doesn't want to be zeiche the money. He became an apotropis for the guy. That means you brought this, you wanted to lend the money, you're coming to me, fine. I'll take the money and I'll give it to the guy. To Shimon. But not that I'm giving it, I was kaida the money. No. Is a svarit, because his whole incentive to lend to Shimon came about through John. John told him this, Yid wants the bar. Good. So there'd be a svarit to say, it should be muta. I won't say that he's coined it for himself. I'm saying maybe he's doing it as an apotropos of the guy. The guy wanted it, I'll do it. Here, I'll take the money, I'll give it to Shimon. But really he's doing it. He's not getting paid. He's just doing a service for the guy to lend it. And then it would be muta. So Kamash Mulan, no, he takes the money. He wants the money for himself. He's lending the money. Now he's lending money. That's the chiddush. Kamash Mulan, Ramirina, Nadaita, Denochi, Domo, Ramaklalai. Now, Let's just give a little akdome. The Rabbeinu Tam just said a mouthful. The Gemara was learning this paraisa, so the Gemara, and the Gemara says, I understand the Sefer, Bishleim is Sefer, L'chumre is Sefer, Shlichas Lakom. The Sefer, I understand. The Reisha, I have problems. The Gemara made an account in the Reisha. So normally, we would learn Shat in the Gemara. The Sefer, we understand, so we're not going to change the Sefer. We had problems in the Reisha, so we're making a kimt in the Reisha, Nosav and Nosav B'yah. So now when we learn the Baraisa, so the Sefer, there's no problems in the Sefer. Yeshlichis l'chumre. We said, Bishloim, there's no problem. The Reisha, we have a problem making a kimt. The Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, the minute we had this brilliant einfall to say in a kimt in the Reisha, that's been Nosav and Nosav B'yah, so we have now Nupshat in the Sefer also. So even though the Gemara started to say, Bishloim, the Sefer is good, that we think we're finished with the Sefer. But after we say, Tatsan the Reisha, we can say, now, nu akimtan the Sefer, even though the Gemara said, Bishloim. Now, so Taisva says, the Lemin, yeah, Vachi Nami Kalameima, Ike Bishloim, Besay Perik Abach. So the Lemin Tamot Sabaki in Chas, so he says, and Yavamas also have the same thing. The loikoi gabei bishloime, it doesn't remain. And the Gemara lemais falls off from that. So the Rabbeinu Tam just means to say that the Gemara could say bishloime. And it would seem that we remain with this, but after we come to Numa Halach, we can fall off from the Pshat, the Bishleim laws. Ob mitoich perish akuntris, Rabbein Chanan lo mash, to loilom seifa lechum. But no, the seif is the way we said before. Now, before we go further, so now we have amachloikis lahaloche, Rabbein Utam in Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara understood the Sefer. We say, L'chumre yishlichas lakam. That means, even though Mika adin yishlichas lakam atabem to b'nebris av shlichacham b'nebris, that's minatoy. Mida rabbonon yesh shlichas lakam l'chumre. Whenever will come a chumre, we say yishlichas lakam. And this remains. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that was a mahalach, but the Gemara falls off. There's no such mahalach. So let me tell the Oilam, in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Reish Mem Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Aleph, Zogt the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what is the din? I go over, Ayid goes over to Goy, Erev Shabbos, no din l'dabedaba, Erev Shabbos. And I tell a Goy, tomorrow, I want you to come in my house, 10 o'clock, shut off the light. Don't you? Nit in Shabbos keret. It's Friday. I tell the goy Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, you should come and shut off the light. Zok to Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Af al pi sha'oim aloi. Now like this. In Shabbos, this is also, there's a limit of Ludaba Dovo. Not much. In Shabbos, chet menish v'knezak. That's the Ludaba Dovo. But it's Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. Zok to Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Av api sha'oim aloi mikoidem ha-Shabbos. So what's the problem? I wasn't even any aveira now. Mikol mokim, midivrei soifrim, yeshlichus lenochi lechumre. And he's mitzayin in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rashi, is a neshech tafayin aleph amet veis. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav had kepaskin vi Rashi, and we paskin in Yair, they also like Rashi. Yishlichas lenochi, so memele, it's finished. Kol ha-teire kule, you want to make something with shlichas with a guy? I got news for you, Rabbi Yisrael, mid Rabbon and yishlichas lechum. That's Shittas Rashi, now according to Rabbi Netan. What? No, the Shachar will paskin. Okay, so no. No, we put Allah we pass the Rashi at the Kiyan Hilchas Chibbutz also. Fine. Now we're going to start saying new halachas, which are going to be interesting, very interesting. Now, kosav b'Yerushalmi. The first one is not too gefährlich. Kosav b'Yerushalmi. Yisroel sheminu nochi apetropes aisanta. A goy has money, and he was memane ayid to be the manager on his money. It's my money. I want you to manage money. Invest. Do whatever you want. But it's my money. Muta lilvois mimenu beribis. So a yid comes over to the Yiddish manager. Then in Zve yid alechdo, I want to borrow the money for ribis. No problem. There's no problem. Because it's the guy's money. I'm a manager, so he makes up with the yid. You're going to pay ribbis, a zayfel. It's the guy's money. You're paying back the ribbis to the guy. Finish. Shalom Yisrael. No problem. That's one halacha. V'nochi sheminu Yisrael apetropis. Second way. A yid has money, and he gets a hold of a guy. That he should be the apotropos on the money. You, the guy, you make all my man. He made him his manager. Also, lilvois mimenu beribis. So this is also. He's handling with St. Christopher, whatever he's handling with, but it's Yiddish money. It's Beryl's money. Even though that, so he's just managing the money. So this is also Dvorim Pshut. Halacha number three. Ma'oisav shel nochi shemufkodim biyad Yisrael. Now this is a third case. A third case, a goy gave a yid money to watch. Rabbi Yid, I'm not making you a manager on my money. You just watch the money. Right? No, then the yid, the golden opportunity comes, someone wants to lend money, it's koyisha money. So he takes the money, does Muslims koyisha money, and I lend it to you at ribis. So this is awesome. Because he had no right to lend the money, so he's a kasler. So now the money is in his rishus, so it's like Yiddish money. So Yiddish money, this is a ribis. Ma'isav shal nochi shemuf kodem yad Yisrael, also lovis man of a ribis. The other way around, Moisav shall Yeshua Shemuf Kodim Viyad Nochi. So then, the guy stole it from the Yid, Mutalubis Menavaribis. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shohu Bachayis Yisrael, Osa Bachayis Nochi Mut. Fine, okay, that's the bit. Now we're gonna see Moiradik Echidushin. Ubechuva Achas Kosav Habeinutam. The heter gomeru kahai gavne sheyishlach Yisrael haloive mashkonoisov al yedei nochi al yedei avdei. We'll come to that soon. Vamal v'yikabul mashkonis biad nochi v'yifra hamois lenochi ayefilu liYisrael. Now let's just understand what happened over here. Amoyre de kedreidel abor. It works, and it's mutter. We have here, Reuven, John, and Shimon. John doesn't have a pluta to his name. Shimon is money. Reuven wants to borrow Shimon's money. It's not about beribis, no problem, but there's a big problem. His hands are tied. Not a lot about money beribis. So Reuven comes over to John. I have a mashkin. I have a diamond ring that's worth $10,000. I'm going to give you this mashkin, and you owe me this ring, this mashkin, $10,000. $10,000 for the mashkin. Fine. Well, listen to what I want you to do. I want you to take this mashkin and go over to Shimon and get, not your mashkin, go over to Shimon, and you bought your mashkin. So you're borrowing on the mashkin $10,000. $10,000. Now he's going to lend it to you with ribbis. He's entitled to ribbis. Can be given from the mashkin. The mashkin is enough. I want above 1,000 talents. You give him the mashkin, and he's going to rely on the mashkin, and he's going to lend you $1,000 with ribs. Right? And then, now you also owe me money, because I was making you the mashkin. You get the $1,000 that you get. You pay me, I'll get $1,000. And he'll be goyve from which was my mashkin, was now your mashkin, so he'll be goyve from the mashkin. Karen, the ribbis, Shalma Yisrael, he has nothing to do with me. The halva was made on a goy's mashkin. How did it become the goy's mashkin? Because the yid was makna the mashkin to the goy. But this is a goy's mashkin. Now, let's make it more interesting. And Shimon knows the whole story. So Shimon, if Shimon wants, he goes over to John, here's $1,000. Good, Shalma Yisrael. John knows $1,000 too, and John gives him $1,000. Shalma Yisrael. What happens if John goes, he skipped town, John, he's not here anymore. So Shimon goes over to Reuben. He says, I know John gave me his mashkin for a bull of $1,000 to be gave the ribbons from it. I know John owes you $1,000. He told me the whole story. That you were making the mashkin, kind of the mashkin with Mashiach. So he owes you $1,000. So Mamela, that's why he borrowed from me the money to pay you up to $1,000. So Mamela, here's $1,000. I'm not lending it to you. I'm lending it to John, who gave me his mashkin, and then here's $1,000. So Mamela, this is kosher v'yosh. But let's just see the places in the vein. Kosav Rabbeinu Tam, the heter gomel. Well, not this, the heter gomel is gematria glad kosher. The heter gomel who, kahai gavne, sheyishlach Yisrael haloive, mashkenoisov al yedei nochi. He's gonna send his mashken al yedei nochi. Let's forget, oh yeah, they will come back. That means he's sending it to the yid. Shimon's going to get his mashkin. But in the meantime, he was maknit to the goy. Vamalve yikabel mashkoinis miyat nochi. And he's taking the mashkin from the goy. Viyifra lifroya miyat nochi. Lifroya mashkoinis, here we have on the side. Lenochi, he's paying up for the mashkin to the goy. Oh yeah, fellow the Yisrael. Well, he can go and give the money direct to the yid because the goy owes the yid $1,000. Ach, but you have to be careful what you're talking about. Be careful, you need shmiras saloshim. Ach, sheyoyma ha-malve, ani malve loch mishvil hanochi. That means I'm lending you money. This money is for the guy bought for me money, so he owes you money, so I'm giving you the money. I'm lending the guy the money and the mashkin of the guy. That's what he has to say. V'lo yeisoymech hamalve klal al haloive. That means if something happens, don't go to the loive. Reuven has no shaykhis with you, because Reuven didn't borrow a penny from you. Ki'im al hamashkinis. The whole halva was based on a mashkin from the goy. Va'aloyve hu mesulik min ha-mashkin. The loyve has nothing to do with the mashkin. Shreim ovad ein leidin advorim im ha-malve. Shalei kibloi elo miyad nochi. That means after, let's say like this. If the goy will pay up, the gave him a ring $1,000, $10,000, a mashkin, and then he bought $1,000 with ribbits, $2,000, fine. So, what's going to be Lamaise? So, he's going to give him back either the $2,000 he gives back the ring. I mean, so he handles with the goy. Well, he'll be going from the ring $2,000, and he'll give back $8,000, whatever it is. That's a handle right with the goy. The yid can't make such a dreidel with him. the yid has nothing to do with this mashkin. I mean, it's the guy's mashkin. The guy has to handle. The yid can't handle anything. Because give me $2,000, give me back the mashkin. Who are you? It's the guy's mashkin. The guy wants to give me $2,000, I'll handle with the guy. I will not handle with you. Now, I'd like to see in the vein, if there's a Maram Shif over here, on this Taisvis, I'd like to learn with Oilam the Maram Shif, he says a few other things which are very Yesidistic. This is the last Maram Shif and the final of Amid Beis. Ach shiyoy ma le malve ani perei. Vesh kersim shiyoy ma ha malve ani malve lecho bishvil. Vat se loyma. So, this is a loyma marsha. She is royal Hamalve, the second Mal. This is Shimon. Nischayev loyvet kechovim Hamois bekabalose Hamashkin. That's Tov Mach. He gave him the Mashkin. He gave him the Mashkin, and because of that, he owes him the money. Loyvet kechovim nischayev Mois leloyvet bekabalose Hamashkin imenu. The last Maram Shif on the final from the base. The Yeshkersim Shayyima Hamalve Ani Marvelocha Bishvil Bethlehem Shi Israel Hamalve Nishai Voivet Kechav Mamois. Shimon owes the Goy money Bekabalose Yamashkim Imen. Voivet Kechavim Nishai Mois Leloivet. And the guy owes the Bala Mashkin money the Kabbalah's a Mashkin. I am Malve Perel, a Loibe Bishkul, I will come to Shari Kankel, sir. Marash, that's the Marsha. Vizer Loshin Harad. Now we're going to learn a few more things. The Yisrael Sha'oma Loibet Kechavim. A Yid told a guy, Levei Li Mois. Mi Yisrael Beribis. Now we're going to talk about, he told the guy, borrow money from me. Levei li mois mi Yisrael Beribis. Uma di yovis bo karna urevise alai. I'll pay. So here, now we're working without a mashkin. We're working, a yid tells a guy, go to the yid and borrow money with ribbis, and I'll pay out the money. Now, Dover ze nishal ri ala toismis. So, let the shine. Mi amrinen kiven den shliches loivet kechoven. There's no shliches. What shot he's borrowing from me the money? He can borrow for you. Ein shlichus leibe kachovim, that's like the Rabbein Utah. Doive kachovim ninu, vishori. So I feel I told them the whole piskim. I told them, but there's no shlichus. So pshat is, it's his money, he's lending it to me. Ein dume, kivin the shlichus leibe kachovim lechumre, according to Rashi. Also, veheishiv, shezeh mutter, I feel according to Rashi. Why? The loy marzikinin inchi bereshiye the name is shliach shavye. Why should you say he wanted to do an aveira? Elamrinan daitoshav. I told him borrow from me the money, I'll pay you back. He doesn't want to make him a shliach. Amrinan daitoshav ze sheyil boivet kechavim yisro v'yachse v'yal v'loy. That's what I meant. I told him. But he should do. There's no dabba dabba over here. This is that means that there's an outside the masakin in inish bereshi. So I meant to say the kapara from him. I pay you up to me, but you're his loive. I'm your loive, and that's also mutter. I don't say he meant to betel your shlichus. For oy hiter harabsal another hiter. For lehechad the yom leYisrael. Now he's giving him his mashkin. In the first case, it's easier. Because in the first case, really, the guy is borrowing, and I'm borrowing from the guy. There's not, I didn't mean to make him a shlich. I'm giving you my mashkin. Mishum da amrinin da knuye akne le Yisrael le mashkein le vit kicha. I see, he's giving him his mashkin, but it's not from, I'm giving the mashkin a bar from, he was maknim the mashkin. Oy vit kichovim, a mashkin di deyu di yazet. That's that. He's a mukhda by the time, but oy mashkin pshita di shor. Okay, so here the chiddush of mashkin was a bigger chiddush. That means that it's mamish my mashkin, but since there was a hakno, so it's mutter. So we have here two etayrim. We have a two etayrim. We say that everything the yid zichemet, right? He makes a ma'isikin yitak to the god. The ma'i makes a mishicha on the mashkin and the shalom al Yisrael. And the same thing, and without a mashkin, I say he didn't mean to make him a shlich, he meant borrow from me. That means you'll be the loiv and I'll borrow from you. That's what he means. That's also mutter. Now, that when it says eved, in Taisvis, now eved is a big problem. The Beis Meir asked this kasha, eved is a tremendous problem, because if it's speaking about an eved knani, so that means he's maknim the mashkin. Shulik mashkin kon the eved kon the rabbi. So it's right to the yid's mashkin. So he's landing him on the yid's mashkin. So the rosh of the shapsi brings down. It doesn't mean an eved knani. It means a mishores. Shalom ayisol. But he's a goy. Let us just finish the taisvis. The taisvis one more halacha, which is also mutter. We're ending with the teirim. Umutter li Yisrael is orev b'shvil nochi, Yisrael hamal v'lei bosa al v'ozol, v'ozol loy v'ozol, v'lo yifra hanochi yifra ha'orev ha'kerem ha'ribus ha'shu b'moizef l'nochi. That means, a goy wants to borrow $100 from a yid with ribus, and the yid doesn't trust the goy. So yid says, I'll be the orev. I guarantee if he doesn't pay up, I'll pay up. So the mice said, the guy didn't pay up. So the guy owes him now $120. So he pays $120 to the malve, and he'll mend $120 from the guy. Because here the loiva was the guy, the ribis was the guy. He's now lending the guy $120 by paying up the malve. So this is mutter.